Hillsborough County Commissioners voted today to try to continue efforts to keep the Friendship Trail Bridge vibrant, the only recreational bridge that connects Tampa to St. Petersburg. The bridge has been closed since last Christmas, and engineers say it could cost $15 million to maintain. Making the decision difficult is that consultants say those repairs would maintain the bridge for just 10 more years. Commissioner Al Higginbotham referred to the short lifespan of the bridge if that much money would be committed, and said it verged on being fiscally irresponsible.
And I'm being sarcastic when I say it's only $15 million, but I have problems since the board took the Friendship Trail Bridge board took no formal vote or action to send this forward. There were two nice meetings, and there was a great deal of discussion, but there was never a vote. I'm not sure how the chairman determined that there was consensus among the board without polling, unless there was a meeting that's held out of the sunshine or a meeting that I was not aware of.
Actually, consultants have said that if the bridge were to get that $15 million in funding, it would need more funding after 10 years' time to stay afloat. Commissioner Jim Norman was also a skeptic. The longtime board member revisited when the discussions about what to do with the bridge surfaced a decade ago. He said prognosticators had predicted that if the bridge received funding then, that would last 40 years.
At the time, if you go back and look at the minutes, we talked about, you know, I went to experts and told me that this thing's a ticking time bomb, that the structure and what it's made out of inside is it can expand and explode, and the beams and things fall apart. And you would have to actually x-ray, and I see our staff here, everything I'm saying here, I said then.
And Norman said that he feared applying for a so-called Tiger Grant could hurt a similar proposal for funding Bruce B. Downs Boulevard in North Tampa. The Tiger Grant stands for Transportation Investment Generating Economic Recovery Grants, and they're intended for transportation infrastructure, including trails and the like. It's part of the federal stimulus bill. But Norman said that with the entire grant being just $1.5 billion, there was no guarantee that if the Friendship Trail won an award, it would be that substantial.
Bruce B. Downs is there. Now we come in with another project. Are we hurting ourselves with projects that we have established as top priorities in this community?
Commissioner Rose Frilita said it didn't have to be about choosing either Bruce B. Downs or the Friendship Trail Bridge.
There is no conflict. We can do both, and I don't believe that we are competing against ourselves, so it's not either or.
Commissioner Mark Sharp said that it would cost the community millions of dollars just to demolish the bridge anyhow, and he blasted those who didn't want to keep the Friendship Trail Bridge alive.
And I've heard this is going to be hard. Nothing worthwhile is easy. And I think that this is another example of weak leadership, where we've allowed our parks to basically, in fact, again, I go back to a frustration, a long-held frustration I've had, that we've talked about closing our parks up to 4 days. I met with a group of individuals that met in my office and came up with a plan, a business plan, on how we might be able to keep the parks open. That ought to be our mission here, looking at ways to work with different organizations and groups and government agencies to save a valuable asset that between 500,000 and 600,000 people use each year. That's what government's here for.
During the public comment portion of the meeting, bicycling advocate Alan Snell called the Friendship Trail a vital resource for the Tampa Bay area.
We need to not only reopen this trail bridge, but then promote it as a draw statewide and nationally. To give you some context, I've bicycled just about in every region of the country, and I write travel stories about bicycling around the state of Florida. This trail bridge is truly one of the great resources, not only for bicyclists, but also for non-vehicular users such as pedestrians and rollerbladers.
Ben Ritter is with the group Paralyzed Veterans of America.
This is the only such facility in the whole Tampa Bay area for people with disability. We've got the Pinellas Trail, we've got the Tampa Bay Shore Boulevard, but the Friendship Trail Bridge offers more recreation facilities. In 1997, when the bridge was restored, did you know they tore off 6,000 feet of old wooden boardwalks and replaced them with ADA code compliant fishing piers, catwalks, as we call them.